You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for South Park.
Welcome, guys. Welcome. My name is Phil Svitek, and once again, I am joined by Michelle Macedo, John Barrett, and the irreverent Jack Waz.
Oh, thank you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
I know. An amazing episode, correct, guys?
Absolutely.
I enjoyed it.
This is one of the weirder and just fucking darkest episodes I've ever done since Scott Tenorman Must Die.
It was real messed up. real messed up, real good.
I like when it turns into an epic adventure, and everything's better with rodents. We all know this.
That's true. Well, tonight we had the glorious return of Lemmy Winks.
That we did.
So for those of you who don't know, Lemmy Winks was a gerbil who was shoved up Mr. Slave's ass
Mr. Slave.
In the episode Death Camp of Tolerance, and then he had to go on a magical quest through Mr. Slave's innards and rescue the Sparrow Prince, the Katata Fish, and the Frog King, and then escape through Mr. Slave's mouth after Mr. Slave shoved Paris Hilton up his ass.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot. I totally forgot that happened in that episode.
Yes, I do remember that episode, which is why I was so happy that Lemmy Winks
came
back.
Do you know what season that was?
That was season 6, and it was also an extended Schindler's List parody.
Oh, there you go. What I liked about this, I've heard this from Matt and Trey, is that they like it when they get to contain it with
really?
The kids.
From your buddies, Matt and Trey?
Yes.
When you guys were hanging out at their palatial estate, just snorting up that Book of Mormon coke.
Their palatial estate, because we all know Matt and Trey live together.
It's
do
true.
They?
It's
yeah, of course they do.
Do they have
wait,
girlfriends
do they?
Or anything?
No, they're totally gay for each other.
But are they?
Just
you're
dead
like
silence.
You're playing to my fantasies.
But are they really?
Yeah, they're totally gay bones.
No,
for each other.
I don't believe you. I don't believe anything you say, Bill.
Totally.
Are your friends Matt and Trey?
You're buddies with Matt and Trey.
Well, the reason why I feel this episode was so amazing, because you know what? Who knows? Maybe they are, but they like writing about little kids, and when they get to contain that. And who knows? They might just like Bass to Mouth.
I think they do like Bass to Mouth. Actually, Matt and Trey are both married to Asian girls, I think, because they made multiple jokes about that.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
Just like the Facebook guys.
Oh, of course.
Because when
Facebook
you're super young
are.
And super talented, well, as they were 20 years ago, Asian girls flock to you.
Apparently. Well, I think that I have a theory about the kind of guys that go for Asian girls.
Let's hear it.
Which are great. It just always seems to be, there seems to be a pattern with the type
which
of guy
is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Which
just,
is like kind of
now
nerdy.
Would be a good time to play our bumper.
AfterBuzz TV absolutely endorses.
Kids, Buzz TV oh, yeah. AfterBuzz B says, get back on subject.
What's up?
What
well,
the fuck? You
anyway,
actually spent money on that?
I was.
Wow, you are riding this place right into the fucking ground.
I'll just finish the thought and then we'll go back to
Bass
and Matt and
Bass
to Mouth.
Right.
Basically, they're all kind of nerdy, like anime type of fantasy stuff.
That's awesome.
So
Bass to Mouth, guys.
AfterBuzz.
So what you're trying to say is that white guys who can't get laid by white girls go after Asian guys. Asian girls.
Or guys.
Or guys.
If they're
but even
white
when they
guys,
have the choice of white girls, they're into the Asian girls. Because then it's just they've already like
all right.
They already trained themselves to be that way. But love all girls. Nothing's wrong with any of them. But that just seems to be the pattern from what I realize.
Yes.
So Cartman made a kid kill himself.
which is super hysterical.
Last year, there wasn't any sort of, that wasn't a thing before, was
no.
it?
No, it had not been a thing that I'm aware of.
Yeah, in no part of South Park canon, aside from when Cartman murdered a kid's parents and then fed them to him as chili, did... Oh, wait, Cartman, he did technically he made that guy's wife kill himself at the beginning of this season in the TMI episode when the therapist is talking to him. He sends text messages to the therapist's wife that the therapist had been hitting on 12-year-olds on the internet and the therapist's wife killed herself.
Fun.
So Cartman is responsible for a couple of suicides.
So that would bring the total, including attempts, to three? Or
four.
Well, the
four.
Thing is, I know that Cartman doesn't seem to be affected and did not like it when Mr. Mackey was bringing up the fact that it was kind of Cartman's fault.
Exactly. Mm,
this is true.
Really defensive about that.
I just love how his solution is to make someone, a girl shit, of all people, yeah. a girl.
A poor girl herself. Who then tries to jump off the roof of the gym and shatters her pelvis.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I mean, come on, really? The roof of the school, of the gym, that's not going to do any damage unless you swan dive it, you know what I mean?
That's exactly. why girls are
You got to go face first. Take
Nobody
to the dome.
Even tries to get transferred. They just try and kill themselves.
Nope, they just, boom.
Yeah, high school kids are retarded.
No, yeah. they're like fifth graders.
Yeah, we're so much better than them.
Yeah,
I know,
we're
I'm talking
so
about
better.
In general.
But in like general, in general, high school kids, fuck you. Like,
yeah, just seriously, fuck
seriously,
each and every one
doing?
Of you. Until
Why
you go to college,
still...
I just don't give a shit about your existence.
Technically, they're in elementary school.
I know. We're off on a... this
oh,
needs
this
to be
is
said.
Totally... Oh,
this
okay.
needs to be said.
All
yeah.
Right.
You don't kill yourself when something bad goes... When something goes wrong in high school. You transfer or you fucking buck up and deal with it.
And look forward to your education at Emerson College.
Exactly. Where all the freaks join in.
Exactly.
Be the kid who shit himself.
The express herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Right, because the AfterBuzz TV party line is kill yourself, I guess. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, AfterBuzz actively endorses high schoolers murdering themselves.
There you go.
So we haven't talked about this yet.
The express herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
But we have yet to endorse Maria's book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
Oh my goodness, if you're thinking about killing yourself, that's probably the first solution.
To not kill yourself.
Hey, yes. Phil, why don't you pass us the book?
Pass that book on over there.
Whenever I'm thinking dark thoughts and thinking that my boy parts should be girl parts, I read things like this. I suggest exfoliating your lips every day by taking a lip balm in a pot and mixing it with some sugar. Use your index finger to apply the mixture and massage all over the lip area.
It's a good idea.
Remove
People
excess.
Forget.
Shut the fuck up. Remove excess with the tissue. The sugar will gently remove dry skin and lip balm will add needed moisture. Brett Borman, celebrity makeup artist. You see, when you read something like that, you just remember how great life can be and you shouldn't kill yourself.
That's right.
And that's maybe what the counselor should have read.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, what a great line by Cartman to say. Why are you coming to me then?
Exactly.
That's a really
and just
good
look,
one.
The look of terror and shame on their faces when they know.
They have hit rock bottom.
They know. They know that in some crazy universe, which is their universe, Cartman is right about stuff. Like most of the time.
Let's say the last time he was right was the hippie episode. When he kept warning the town about the hippie infestation and turned into an elaborate The Core parody.
I remember that one.
That was a good one. I feel like he was also right. He had to have been a little bit right even after that.
See, he was right in the I Broke the Dam episode about Kyle having Jew gold and a sack around his neck.
He was right
Cartman's
about that.
Cartman's been right a lot.
Yeah. Cartman.
We should all listen to Cartman.
Cartman is the ugly American.
That is what he is.
And he's an awful person, and he laughs when people have embarrassing stuff put online.
Yep.
And
in fairness,
Cartman is the one cheering uninsured people dying and booing gay soldiers.
Yeah, totally.
If you read news,
he's
then you'll understand
American.
What that reference is.
I get you.
And I love how...
In fairness, Michelle, someone crapping themselves... Funny as hell.
Yeah, it's real
okay,
fucking funny.
Okay, I've never been in that sort of situation where I've seen that on the internet. I don't look up those things.
Well,
like, there's
a lot
of famous...
You don't look
up
people shitting themselves. Like,
happens.
In general.
It presents itself.
Yeah.
It's part of the collective consciousness.
Yeah, you don't up Two Girls, One Cup, but
it just happened.
Yeah. I did it. I haven't, and I've avoided it on purpose, and I still have not seen it.
Compare your tablet.
No,
there's about 2 seconds of it where you're like, "Oh, this isn't that bad," and then it starts.
And then they start shitting in each other's mouths.
I'll never eat soft serve ice cream again.
Oh
yep.
God!
Just vomit and shit everywhere.
Oh.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once. Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once. Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once.
I'm going to throw water on your equipment. Oh, there we go.
All right. God, that was horrible in my ears.
And well, we're on topic. We're talking about bass to mouth.
Well, I love Cartman is sacrificed, literally thrown under the bus.
Yeah. He is literally.
I love how uncreative like they are at this whole game.
He just literally, they throw him under a moving bus.
By the way, the letter couldn't be more hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fact that he pulls it right out of his pants pocket.
I'm tired of being fat and K. Pretty fantastic. So what we're missing is the whole subplot of the school has its own version of TMZ.
Yes, it does.
Or Juicy Campus,
which was a big issue when it came out. If you guys remember?
Did you guys ever get written about on Juicy Campus?
Yes,
I didn't look it up. So
ooh, me too.
I didn't look at what. What did someone say about you?
Oh, some people started talking shit. Then a bunch of other people defended me, and I felt very happy about
awesome.
It.
Awesome. So none of it was true.
No, well, only the good parts.
Right.
How long did a Juicy Campus last?
A couple weeks.
Yeah, it got shut down
fast. Because it was getting really vicious, like the UC system got a hold of it.
Any school that had an actual Greek life, destroyed campuses.
Emerson's full of all these like gossipers, but like UC campuses are like on crack.
Yeah, where people like actually throw rape accusations against one another.
Yes,
that's like it was part of so many active investigations.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
brutal.
Fun stuff.
But on to TMZ, I was watching the show for a couple minutes today because I turned on Fox and everything was delayed because of the baseball game. And TMZ is just like the most scummy, awful piece of shit human beings on earth.
Yeah, it's just a room full of horrible people being horrible with each other.
Yeah, like one of them was like, "Hey, I asked Don Rickles who the best stand-up was." It's like, man, you probably got some sort of film degree from some shit community college. And now you dyed your hair blonde and you work on TMZ. You should fucking kill yourself. Yeah. Not one of these high school kids. Your life is pointless. Fucking end it.
You ever ask yourself why they hate us? There it is. I mean, that's why I hate us. Like, you could show that to a couple people and they'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna go protest outside of a soldier's funeral because we don't deserve to exist.
Oh, TMZ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, TMZ... TMZ is like, it's like my Super Sweet 16. It's something that
makes you hate the culture that brought you up.
If you didn't like America before you saw it,
totally.
You're willing to blow up a fucking bus once you see that.
Toddlers and tiaras.
Because I kind of like America. When I watch Super Sweet 16 or TMZ, I'm like, oh, man, screw this place.
Yeah, maybe we are an empire in decline. I mean, look at what's in front of us. Hey, I asked Lindsay Lohan, what's your favorite brand of booze?
Boom.
Oh, my God. And what I absolutely hate about TMZ is just, it's just so fast.
You wish that they would slow it down and go more in detail.
I mean, that's not
you
what I wish
for
them.
You want some more personal depth to the stories. You want to feel.
You don't just want to see a screenshot of the Kardashian sex tape. You want to be inside the vulva.
I mean, that's probably true.
Well, staying off subject, I saw the best TMZ clip the other night.
What was it?
Shia LaBeouf being beaten outside a bar. What I believe it looked like a drug deal of some sort, but the guy told him, "What are you going to be a pussy now? You're going to what are you?" And then the cameras were trying to catch it outside, but it was amazing watching him get his ass whooped.
Oh, God. And see, no. Jesse is part of the problem.
He is,
and we are. And all by the way, the problem
we're talking about it. Here's not part of the problem.
That's true.
It's all the problem.
Here's how their stories get run too. Watch Shia LaBeouf get beat up outside of a bar.
And then you do that, and then it's over.
Like
no, they tease it, and that's about 10 seconds.
That's a clip.
Then they tease it again, it's about 14 seconds. Then the whole clip is 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So you get that extra second.
Yes, exactly. I don't understand how TMZ can have an active show on television when they have a website that updates that content free every minute of every day. Like, well, how do they stay on the air? Like, technically it's free on television, but I mean, why would you watch it at 6:30 when you can just go on the computer at any time?
Well, that Craig Kilborn show did really bad. I think that's what it's about.
That's why. If Craig Kilborn wasn't such a terrible comedian, then we wouldn't have to watch TMZ.
Well, I guess that's a different thing.
Well, I think, speaking of Eavesdropper and Juicy Campus and all the TMZ, I think it just comes down to the basic fact that we are gossip queens.
We love just bitching about everybody else.
We absolutely do.
I mean, how much do we love bitching about...
Bitch.
I really want that to be my answering machine.
Bitch.
Is that
bitch,
weird?
Bitch. It's me doing that voice and saying, yeah. Bitch, bitch, bitch. I'll do it.
That's right.
My career now, is doing that voice for answering machines.
And I mean, is TMZ funny because it's not us? As Stan points out.
Is it funny?
I mean, if they were pooping themselves, if it was all celebrities shitting themselves, I'd be all about TMZ. I would be 125%
Yeah, I mean, if it's not stuff where people are hurting themselves or hurting someone around them, then, you know, it's not as bad. But when it's like when they showed like the Michael Jackson death photos or anything like that, it's just like there's, you know, this is absolutely protected speech and I will defend that to my death. But there's a difference between protected speech and
being a scumbag.
And profiting from it.
Yeah.
That's the issue. I mean, if you can say whatever the fuck you want. And that is the glory of this country. But if you start charging money or claiming ownership of a photo of a corpse.
You're a scumbag.
Yeah.
But you've got the right to be a scumbag. That's what the 15th Amendment says. No, the 15th Amendment freed the slaves, gave them the right to vote.
I think that's the I believe it's Cartman legislature.
Yeah.
We're just going to call it that. Anyway,
I think really what the gist of what we're trying to say right now here, dear viewers and listeners, is that TMZ should just stick to celebrities shitting themselves.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of shitting, why don't we go to our funniest topic, Rocketeer with shitting. Is that what we're calling
it? Oh, my God. That was the funniest image I have ever
Mr. Mackey's seen. Mr. Mackey's shit rocket down the hall.
He shat so hard, he flew up into the ceiling and then was propelled forward all the way down the hallway by his own poop.
He had rocket pants made out of shit.
They were made out of poop.
Oh my God.
I mean, the funniest, we knew exactly what was going to happen. But to that level, no.
Yeah, we knew he was going to shit himself. We didn't know that he was going to fly around the school shitting on all the kids.
By the way, question. Would it have been even more funnier if, since he obviously gave it to all the teachers, if all the teachers ran out?
That would have been great if every teacher in school, if the school just like filled with shit.
Really? You would have liked to see it be taken
that far? Or if one of the teachers had actually shit themselves to death.
Mm.
Like they shit so hard that their skeleton came out.
Oh my God.
Have you not
Jesus
done that?
Christ.
Wait a minute.
Your mind
this is a conversation we all need to have now. You've never done that?
Yeah, you've never shit so hard that a bone came out?
Ew.
Oh my God. All right.
Dude,
All right, Michelle.
Guys, offhandedly say the most disgusting things I could think of if my life depended on it, I couldn't think of that.
All right, Michelle.
Oh no, I can't lose any more ribs.
Yes, it's time to shit my tailbone.
Seriously.
All right.
Guys.
Looks like a starfish trying to eat a mollusk.
All right, Michelle, I'm going to let you redeem yourself.
Myself? I'm the one that has to redeem myself?
Yes, you have to redeem yourself. I will let you say the most grossest thing that you can think of, and then we'll go to a commercial.
Look, we all do that?
No, this is Michelle's chance to prove herself.
Okay. That is completely besides the point. I'm in no way wanting to prove that I'm disgusting.
Michelle, be gross.
All right, Jack, tell us the grossest thing you could think of.
Oh, no, I'm embarrassed.
I think he just
Jack.
I'm not sure I can top. Have you ever shit yourself so hard that bones came out?
Ew.
Jack, yeah, I can't. You lean into that mic.
It looks like the fingers in Coraline from the other mothers, the needles coming down.
And that could be the more disgusting thing. Jess, let's go to our commercial.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got more bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning fast downloads.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
Time. Right. Here we go. Hey, guys. All right.
You back on?
Yes, yeah. We are.
But.
By the way, here's a quick update. I am in talks with Matt and Trey to get him on the show. They are very busy guys, so it's a little bit tough working.
I legitimately have an erection.
I can feel that, and it's making me uncomfortable.
His erection or yours?
It's rubbing against my knee.
I have a very long and thin boner.
Only towards the diagonal.
It's like a duck. It corkscrews.
Like, yeah, it's really.
Is it like a piece of spaghetti before you cook it?
Oh my god!
It's like a whole box of spaghetti glued together.
It's like a piece of spaghetti after you cook it.
Okay. Because it's protruding, does it not feel like you're talking about something that is attached to you?
Okay, enough with the women's rights. Let's go to our predictions.
Whoa, that had nothing to do with women's rights.
I don't know where that jump in line came from.
You're after Buzz TV predictions.
I'm actually curious, what does it feel like to have stuff put up there?
Exactly. I think it feels like there's much more to protect. Like, stay away from that region than you guys seem to.
Yeah, because ours is all, you know,
protrude,
out front. You know, it's the butcher shop out front.
Exactly.
But you've. Yeah, so, yeah, what's it feel like just, like, having shit put in there?
It doesn't feel good. Oh, it depends. I have a gyno appointment tomorrow, so that's what I'm thinking about.
Excellent. Well,
so does Jack, incidentally.
I do. I have to get my lips checked.
All right, guys.
Oh, God, dude.
I have to say, none of us predicted this episode, so...
I'm predicting that in the next episode, it's probably going to go back to one of the, like, focusing on them outside of the school, possibly some family-related stuff
absolutely.
Happening.
I think they're going to go some big news item.
Way less like, pooping.
Yeah.
What is the big news item?
I'm honestly surprised they haven't done anything. There's been so many fucking Republican debates, I'm surprised they haven't done something with that.
Is it for them, they're, like, kind of over it? And this was just way more funnier.
I mean,
I think there's gold to be mined there.
Yeah. I think there's something to be said for completely ridiculous humor and doesn't always have to be relevant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although they haven't touched Occupy Wall Street yet, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering where they stand
on Occupy Poop Street.
Occupy.
There you go.
That doesn't even make sense. You guys are like,
it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, I think you took the poop stuff a little
all
too
right.
far.
All right, on behalf of myself.
Not too far, you just didn't think about it hard enough, you know?
John Barrett, Jack Waz, and the apparently grossed out Michelle Macedo.
By the way, this is the voice of Michelle Macedo, people listening at home.
Yeah.
Jack's voice was...
This is Michelle's voice.
Okay.
For any future employers.
There you go. All right, we will be back next week. Irrelevant, as always.
Irreverent.
Irreverent.
Yeah,
and irrelevant,
and
maybe.
Lascivious.
Sometimes irrelevant.
And what was the new word we learned today?
Lascivious.
Lascivious. Well, John, what's that mean?
Doesn't it have to do with, like, being sex?
I thought you gave Foster Wallace, you ass.
Hey.
All right, DJ Jesse Jandy, take us out of here.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
later.
AfterBuzz.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.